Young world.
What's good?
This is Crazy Mark.
I'm Zoe.
And this is Pass Me the Ox Podcast, the second ride.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
So it's finally that time.
Like, what time is that?
Summer.
It's time to get live. It's time to represent. You remember that movie?
No. Oh. Where's that from?
I think it's Sunset Park.
Oh, see, I don't know black movies.
Which I didn't even... That's another episode for another day.
Yes.
Yes, summertime. Summertime. I mean, I live for warm weather, and a lot of people say it's because I was born in the summer. But I just think it's because of my, you know, melanin. I think we come from, like, the Sahara Desert. We'll probably sub-Saharan Africa, but let me live my life like every other black person who believes that we're from Egypt.
Okay. I just love heat. It's just...
I live for heat.
Yeah. Since we're talking about heat,
right,
we might as well talk about some heat that came out. It's not even the summer.
It's it, not
like,
even
technically,
the summer
it's
yet.
Not the summer yet.
Right.
Drake is about to kill the summer.
Okay. Okay, no,
sound like
I'm waiting.
You don't believe me.
I'm waiting for the evidence.
Well, he came out, him and DJ Khaled came out with this song, For Free.
Okay, this with, yes, you shared this with me.
Yes. It samples Akineli. I like it. It's like not like, once again, spitting Drake, which
right.
I love.
Right.
But he gave us another track called 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
Okay.
And which is causing a lot of stir in the music industry right now.
Why is that?
Because he's dissing Puff.
Wait, what?
Pause? He's coming at Puff.
Like, did he?
Yes.
Okay.
Because apparent rumor has it that Drake, 0 to 100, the song that Drake came out with like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
was Puff's song.
Oh.
And instead of, he just put it out instead of giving it to Puff.
Oh, he wrote it for Puff?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
Or, yeah.
So wait, wouldn't that mean that Diddy should be dissing him?
But Diddy don't have bars, so he ain't gonna diss.
True. I mean, to be clear, I'm not a Diddy fan,
no,
per se. No. Like, I mean,
right, that
he
would
has
be
done
the,
some dirty things
he said,
in his
apparently
life.
Apparently they got into an altercation,
right,
and... Did he slap Drake or something like that?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago, so he waited for like a million years to come back with the track. But, I mean, this is my thing. As much as I dislike Diddy, I reverence him in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has been influential in 90s hip-hop, rap, R&B.
Right.
I mean, whether it's Mary, whether it's Biggie, Carl Thomas, Total, whomever.
Bad Boy. Period.
Bad Boy, period. We love Lil' Kim. We love anybody and everybody. Jay, even. To come for Diddy, I almost feel like it's disrespectful. I mean, I know this is a rap game. You come for
right.
whomever. But I just feel like it's a little disrespectful because I see Drake as like a 2-year-old. Like, I mean, not as literally, but I see him as a young bull
yeah.
in the rap game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I agree.
I have to hear the track, though, because
yeah.
it might be funny.
No, it's definitely, like, jab,
right.
like, left hook. Like, he's killing him in this song.
I mean, Drake obviously murdered Meek Mill, and so he does
right.
have it in him to kill someone.
Yeah.
He did that twice. But it's kind of weird coming at Diddy. What is Diddy going to say? But I got more money than you. Like,
right.
he said come
positive
back.
Vibes. That was his comeback.
So Drake is kind of like becoming like a bully because Diddy can't even fight back. He can't even fight back. You should have literally fought him back instead of fighting with words. Like, you're petty,
know.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake
but I'm
is kind of petty. There's some jabs at Joe Budden as well in that.
Now, that was a mistake. Do you think?
Then the thing is, well, I listened to Joe Budden's podcast.
Right.
And, like, he doesn't feel that way. He thinks that it's kind of... a little bit an acknowledgement to him. Like, it's not really like...
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, he knows what Joe is capable of. And he's not really, like, going out, like, jabbing
right.
the way he's jabbing at Puff. So,
right.
I'm excited to see what this is going to turn into. If it turns into anything. Maybe we just, you know, Drake loves the hype, so...
He loves the hype. And once again, he's a baby. I mean, I think it would be different if, like... I don't know, Freeway or somebody right. who has some stature who's known for, like, bodying people was to come out and say something about other people in the game. I feel like Drake, maybe this will help people to take him more seriously as a rapper, like a rapper's rapper.
Like, this is the Drake that I, like, you want this to is come what you at want, right? Yeah. But my thing is, why is this not on Views?
Right.
Why? Right. I don't need you to, like, I understand freestyle is definitely an art.
Right.
But, like, I need this. Like, I needed a whole 20-track album of this.
Right. I mean, but this, once again, this is lending credence to his foray into becoming a real rapper. All of those mixtapes he released.
Yeah.
Dropping tracks just on SoundCloud, just diss tracks. So that becomes more of a rapper and less of a pop star. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what rappers do. So perhaps he's switching gears. Yeah. He doesn't want to be the you the best guy. He want to be like, I go hard, you know, back-to-back type dude. And so I have to listen to, you said 4 a.m. in Calabasas.
4 p.m.
Okay. 4 a.m. would have been kind of harder, though. I'm a battle rapper.
I think he has 4 a.m. already. Like, it's a
series. It's lit. One dance is certainly popping.
And I think that's still going to be relevant this summer. Yeah. Like, it's everybody's favorite song, right?
It sounds like summer.
Too Good is definitely a banger for the summer.
I don't know that one.
That's the one with Rihanna.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Drake and Rihanna make great music.
Work is still going to be there. Like, unfortunately. As much as it's not going to go away. But
I believe that. I actually was looking at some blogs. I mean, obviously, in preparation for our episode, I wanted to see what other music heads, if you will, were talking about. I looked at Pretty Much Amazing, looked at the rap, different blogs. And a lot of what they included was the Drake, was the Rihanna. Yeah. I was looking for something a little more out of the norm, something a little more avant-garde, if you will. But they were like, Drake, Rihanna, Fifth Harmony, Ariana Grande. I was like, I don't want to listen to this during the summer. Like, this is not going to be me.
I know.
But, I mean, I know it's going to be on the radio, so maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Wale also dropped a track not too long ago.
Nice.
My PYT, which is definitely my song. And you know I'm the hugest Wale fan that probably exists on Earth.
On Earth. That lives outside of D.C.
Pretty much,
outside of PG County.
No, right. Shout out to DMV.
Shout out to the DMV.
Yeah, it's an interpolation of Michael Jackson's PYT.
Necessary.
I mean, you have Michael Jackson elements mixed with, like, just a nice beat that you can dance to. Is it go-go?
It's no go-go?
I wouldn't classify it as go-go.
Okay.
It does have a different type of beat. Like, yeah. I wouldn't say it's Caribbean. Maybe it's, like, a little bit of a mix of, like, the Afro beat type
okay.
of. But it's a little
come
slower.
Come through, Fela.
Yeah.
I credit Beyonce with bringing that back. Whether people know it or not. I mean, whole end of time vibe. But
did you hear anything lately?
I've heard some good stuff. I mean, surprisingly, I've heard some good stuff. But you know it takes longer for me because you and I are so similar on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Except for the way we listen to music. That's literally our only difference on Earth. I'm an album person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and so, like, you can hear a track and be like, oh, I love this track. Let me play this track. I'm like, I need to hear what the whole album is sounding like.
Like, yeah, like, I'll listen to the album once, right. but it depends. It has to be really good for me to repeat. Like, right. I will take out what I like immediately and try to give the other tracks a chance, but no.
I have to hear an entire Fire album. Like, I really do. But I do hear some good stuff. Of course, Vic Mensa, whom I love,
yes.
Just dropped a record on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The record's called There's a Lot Going On.
Yep.
And it's incredible.
I love it.
I live for Vic, and I didn't even know that he had anything coming out. It's been like almost 3 years since his last record came out. And so I'm living for that record.
Yeah, I like 16 Shots. That's one of my favorites. Yes. And Shades of Blue. That's definitely probably my favorite on there.
This is my summer movie. I live for Danger.
Oh, Danger, I like Danger is life. Yeah.
And New Bay because, you know,
New Bay mood. Is definitely a mood and summer song.
That's my mood. Also, there's a rapper from the Bay. Her name is Kamaya. You know Kamaya. Of course, you know.
I don't know Kamaya.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're going to love this record. It's called A Good Night in the Ghetto. It's a mixtape. Mm-hmm. It actually came out back in March. Mm-hmm. And some people even then were like, this sounds like the summer. This sounds like the summer. I heard it more recently, and it certainly sounds like the summer, so you know it has that staying power. She has a sound that is reminiscent to me of like E-40, Too Short.
Bay music. Yeah, right. Actually, right now, the Bay is like popping.
It's popping, but she even took it back. Like, you know how Kendrick's taking back? I feel like she took it back even further than Kendrick. It sounds like 1992. Wow. Like, it's not even, like, you know, recent Bay. It's, like, it's a specific time, a specific moment. But it doesn't sound like a copycat. It does sound like her own, mm-hmm. which is hard to do. But I think people are going to be so surprised. My favorite song on the record is Niggas.
Yeah.
It's my mood. When people hear it, they're going to be like, this.
Oh, I need to hear this.
It's gonna change. I think it's gonna fuck the summer up as
Lickley.
Yes,
47. Yes. I miss her.
Me too.
That's gonna be my summer song too.
Why not? It was classic.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, it's Lickley 47. It came out last year. Self-titled, still bomb. Check it out. Fuck the summer up. Everything.
There was this collaborative track from Good Music.
Really?
Yeah. But this track has Kanye, Travis Scott, Quavo from Migos. Right, yeah. Nice. Big Sean, Yo Gotti.
Yeah, 2 this Chainz, sounds like what I need in my life.
Gucci Mane.
Yeah, this is what I need.
And Designer.
This is what I need. I mean, you and I have discussed this before. For me, summer is ratchet. Yes. Like, I need. Summer is made for ratchet music. Like, that's when it's supposed to be played. Like, period. Don't be playing ratchet music in September. That's a little random.
November. November is a little too ratchet. September, we still get, you know, you trying to be ratchet.
I might give you a pass, but I think the summer is for turn-up music. You be bummy all day. Right. At night, you turn up with your friends. You go out, get clean, as the Board of Health. And before you go sip the Henny, before you go get the Douce, or if you got some wine cooler smearing off, whatever, you want to get ratchet.
Yeah.
And the this sounds like it's going to be ratchet.
Yeah, my only problem with this is...
What's this?
Too many people.
In the summer? Or too many people being ratchet?
On that song.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of people.
Like, you know how you know somebody, like, wears a lot of name brands at the same time?
Right,
like, that's how I felt. Like,
or even if they're showing, like, you gotta have all the logos.
Right.
All, you know what I mean? Like, that's gaudy. So it's gaudy.
It's a little gaudy.
That's
a perfect word.
That is weird.
You're listening to it to see, like, okay, whose verse is gonna kill?
Right. And nobody verse
kill. And then it's like, oh, Big Sean's verse. And then Gucci, like, okay, you bump it. Right. Like, but it was very gaudy.
Exactly. I have to check it out. I mean, just to see. But I was hoping it would be like my perfect ratchet anthem. But I'm guessing I'm going to have to stick with Niggas. I'm
going to sit on it.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out. What are you looking forward to as far as like that's coming out? They ain't even out yet. They haven't even dropped. Just so y'all know, Zoe is like queen of newness. What's coming? Zoe knows. She has her finger on the pulse of everything that's hip and hot.
I tried my best. Like everyone else, I use my Googles, like Sergio Starr would say. I'm looking forward to whatever Jay-Z wants to bless us with because he's been creeping up a little lately.
But he's cut his hair. You know, he usually don't cut his hair when he's recording.
You don't know. He might
maybe
be switching
it
up.
Yeah. Oh.
Because he was on the All The Way Up remix.
True.
Hailing to the New York.
True. And, you know, Drug Dealers Anonymous.
Yeah.
Wow. With You're right. So he has to be in the studio.
Right.
Well, he's trying to pull a Beyonce.
Well, there's been rumors of him being in the studio a lot. So.
You know what? The Carters were in the Hamptons a couple weeks ago. And I was like, why are they in the Hamptons? If Beyonce's recording another record already, that's insane. It wouldn't be uncommon, but that's just insane. Yeah. Like, it just came out. But maybe they were there for Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I mean, Jay sneaks up on us, and since you're going to the Formation tour,
yes.
I wonder who's going to be the guest appearance for the New York show. Well, if it's Jay-Z, I would cry that I'm not going to be there.
Well, I mean, hopefully, she's doing two New York shows, one tonight, one tomorrow. So hopefully, if it is Jay-Z, I hope it's on my night. Because then she's not going to do it twice. No shade to anybody. I mean, they already probably there.
Yes, but, they are. I saw all the snaps.
Nice. Yeah, I wanted it to be on my night. But I was hoping for, I told somebody, I would love to see Fab. I would love to see Foxy. I mean, because when she was in California, not that Rem and, you know, Joe and them are from Cali, but she brought them out.
Oh, yeah.
But if she was, like, doing the New York thing, I would love to see Foxy. I would love to see Fab. I would even love to see Kim.
Right.
Or, you know, just anybody who's from here. I mean, New York is the birthplace of rap music.
Yep.
So many people here that she could bring out, and she's really been, like, shining a light on hip-hop artists, as opposed to, like, bringing out, I don't know, some young pop star, which she could, and she has. Actually, I don't know if people remember, but Beyonce, when she was doing her Australian tour for I Am, she had Iggy opening up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she was in Australia, right?
She was, but we have to blame Beyonce for kind of like putting Iggy on. Oh, God. I am not holding my breath, but I am looking forward to Maxwell's new record, the follow-up to Black Summer's Night.
Oh.
Which is going to be Black Summer's Night, highlight of summers.
Right.
Supposed to be a trilogy, as you know, as we've discussed personally, and just I've lamented over. It's supposed to come out in July. He's released two singles, so this is more real than it has ever been.
I think we need to name this segment A Lot of Little Games, because, like Gina was saying, because Maxwell does play a lot of little games.
He plays too much. At least.
He released Lake by the Ocean,
which he recorded a million years ago. I'm going to leave it at that. But I am looking forward to it. You know that I've been boycotting him. I've unfollowed him on all social media. Just because, as you say, he plays a lot of little games. And I'm a huge Maxwell fan. You know, from Maxwell's Urban Hang Suite.
Yeah.
Now.
Classic.
All of his greatest records. I think that he is dynamic. And I really, really, really need him to come with some fire. I've heard Lake by the Ocean is okay. I heard 1990X, it's okay.
Yeah, I like 1990X, actually.
I need more.
I need more. You're being greedy.
I mean, Pretty Wings was flawless. When I first heard it, I knew it was a hit. Actually, my best friend at the time, as soon as I heard it, I ran down to her room. Her name is Nasia. I ran down to her room. We were in the dorms. And I was like, listen to this classic record. And she and her friend were like, this is trash. I swear to God.
If only they knew.
If only they knew. And it became classic. It's classic for now.
A wedding song that's not a wedding song.
Right. That's what Maxwell will fool you. But yeah, I'm looking forward to his. I think that's the only record I'm really looking forward to. I have listened to like Skin by Flume. Mm-hmm. Which is more like EDM. You know, they have the Diplos and the people who make the records.
Yep.
He has a really good record on his hands. And I also share with you Eric Bellinger or something like that.
Yes.
I mean, what you say is that heat.
Yeah, I like that heat. Song.
What did you dislike about it? I'm going to see if we are the same.
Auto-tune.
Yeah. Girl. Yes.
I love the thing about R&B. We're the same person. Yes.
We're the same person. That is my problem. I literally have that like in my notes. I was like, it's too much auto-tune.
Yeah, because he can sing.
Yes.
And he's like sings down. But
yes,
like,
his arrangements and everything are flawless.
Yes, harmonies. Yes. Like I actually like his mixtapes and stuff. He actually has a song with Wale. The name of the track escapes me now. I think it's called Spare Time.
Yes.
But the thing is, there's just too much auto-tune.
So much auto-tune. He's a little bit late with that. That was like a J Moss type thing of
it
like
does
04.
Sound like J Moss.
You know what I mean? Like, you're a little late with all this auto-tune, T-Pain. Like, this is like 10 years old.
But the thing about it is that T-Pain and J Moss had when they did their auto-tunes, their harmonies were on point.
Mm-hmm.
And it fit, like you said, in the time. Right now, it's like, turn it down. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your strengths. Like,
Right. It's such a good record, though.
Yeah.
The name of the mixtape is Eventually, for those of you who want to check it out.
Yes.
It's really good. Yeah. A lot of summer bangers on there, actually.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, what you say is dope. My only qualm with it was too much auto-tune, and I'm so glad to see. This is why we're together. This is why we have a podcast, and I'm not with anybody else who would like it without problem.
Who else?
But yeah, it's a little bit dated, which brings me to something else I wanted to discuss with you,
mm-hmm.
as far as sampling.
Yes,
it's so common. I mean, it's on Kamaya's record.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, you know, the Drake record.
Kanye's known for
Kanye,
it.
Wale, Puff, definitely. What are your thoughts on sampling? Because right now it's almost becoming excessive. Kind of like the auto-tune. Do you think that, or do you feel like it's necessary? Is it a necessary part of music?
I like sampling in hip-hop as long as you're giving credence, one, to the original song, mm-hmm. two, as long as you're taking it and making it something that's current and your own.
Right.
I have a problem with it if it's like we spoke about before, a remix of, it's almost like a remix of a song.
Right.
Like, I don't need it to be the remix of the song. I need it to be something else with right. that element.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree. I think my issue has been, and I feel like it's because it makes me realize I'm getting old. My issue has been people sampling 90s music.
Mm.
I feel like it's too soon. Like, I feel like the 90s were yesterday. Like, I really do.
I want to feel like that because I feel old.
I really feel like the 90s were yesterday. And I mean, I've complained to so many people. The whole Say It song that uses Brownstones.
Yes, Tory Lanez.
If You Love Me. Why do that? Because I'm always expecting that heat from Brownstone. First of all, Brownstone had their issues, but 5 Miles to Empty, If You Love Me, those records are...
They bang. They're so classic, good.
And when you do something like that, I'm thinking, oh my God, the radio is turning up with this throwback Brownstone.
Right.
And then it comes in and it's this crap. Or somebody remade Jade's Don't Walk Away.
Who?
I'm pretty sure somebody from England remade Jade. And I was just like,
was it good?
I feel like that's not the point. Like, I really do feel like we live in such a digital world. Everything is available on iTunes. Everything is available on Tidal. Everything is available on YouTube. Or, because we were all here, you could just have the CD at home. Like, I have the CD at home. Like, oh, why do you need to bring it back up? Like, I can listen to this myself.
That's a valid point. I mean, I told you before, I feel like if it feels immediate because it's in our lifetime.
Right.
So of course, you know, we're like, oh God, it's just that song. Like,
right.
But I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. Like I said, as long as it's original.
That's fair.
Whatever.
That's fair. I mean, I'm impressed when people sample and you don't realize it's a sample.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of sampling. You know who's king of that?
Who?
Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah. And he takes, like, great samples. Like,
yeah.
Things... Like, even Father Stretch My Hands is my favorite example
mm-hmm.
of that. Because that is, like, truly a gospel song that...
Right.
If you did not grow up in the church, you would not know
right.
that song. But it's, like, popping now. Like,
so many people are doing that
yeah.
now. Kanye, Chance, The 1975.
Yes.
So many people are doing that. And, I mean, it's important, obviously, I think... and it's not wholly new. I think I'm just now realizing this actually. In the 90s, people sang in a gospel way
mm-hmm.
as opposed to using gospel tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But like R. Kelly, we always laugh about Bump and Grind. Like those gospel runs or SWV even.
Yes.
Like all of that extra gospelness
no,
that was not necessarily not necessary. But yeah, a lot of people are doing it now with the sampling tracks, and they sound really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, even in the 90s, they sampled. So I
right.
think that is just something that's true to hip-hop. Like,
yeah.
that does make hip-hop a genre that's unique, because
yeah.
most other genres, they either do the song over,
mm.
I think that
yeah, we sample most like a cover of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like in classical music, they'll just do the same song over and over again, you know?
You know what I've realized?
What's up?
It's probably because hip hop is influenced. I mean, like, it was started by DJing. And yep. So they were listening to tracks.
Yep. Because
the ones in the, you know, hip hop, the hip hop, you know, like that.
Yep.
Wow.
And then you're looking, and then DJs are looking for the breaks.
Sample. Yeah.
Exactly. So then that's when you're building, you're scratching off of the breaks.
Right.
Yep.
Wow, I think we just uncovered the history of sampling. We're probably late.
We probably are late, but there's a lot of people who don't know stuff yeah. like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes us a culture, because people yeah. always want to be like us. Like, who that's else? True. Who else would think of? Yeah, I'm gonna take the break in between of this right. old funk song and then just like scratch on it and right. scratch up a record, and then yeah, this is gonna be music.
I mean, and it makes sense, because I was actually telling somebody at my job that the 70s is the greatest decade in recorded music.
I can agree with that.
So great. And it influenced hip-hop, which influenced absolutely. Everything else following but the 70s. I mean, and not even just specific to funk music. Everything in the 70s was great. The rock in the 70s was great. The yep. disco in the 70s was great.
Pop.
The pop in the 70s was great. I mean, we're talking about Elton, talking about Stevie. The 70s was the greatest decade in recorded music. And, of course, in the late 70s, they would be influenced by that genius. I mean, I'm not even going to get really deep.
The 70s was the best era in recorded music, period.
Period.
Like the 90s was popping for hip-hop.
The 90s was. The 90s was popping for everything. I feel yeah. like the 90s, I mean, Nirvana was popping, Dixie Chicks were yeah. popping, Green Day was popping. I mean, I feel like there was some poppingness in every genre.
This is true. But
it was influenced by the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, the chicken and egg thing, you know?
Yeah.
You can't even say the 90s trumps it, because the 90s was influenced by everything that took place in the 70s. And I think people recognize that.
Oh, so do you think older music is better?
Wow. I'm conflicted about this. I live in the past a lot. I'm very nostalgic. And I think, as a music lover, I appreciate music being pushed to new boundaries and new eras and us exploring new things.
Mm-hmm.
I really do feel like at the root of popular music, every time that it has grown, it has been some creative little black kids creating, you know, something unique
mm-hmm.
or experimenting, and people, you know, shunning it initially, whether it's jazz or whether it's blues, and they call them, you know, the old ugly bug because they're not singing gospel music. You know what I mean? Whatever it was that black people were creating, disco,
mm-hmm.
the people, you know, lambasted it as not real music, and it was actually flawless. So anytime black people are just having fun, being improvisational, being experimental, I think that music grows as exponentially. And I think that we're in a place now where people are being very experimental with their sounds. I think trap music is giving us another flavor. I'm hearing it like everywhere now.
Yeah, Atlanta is killing the game, and
yeah.
they have been for a while. I do think that I agree with the nostalgia factor
yeah.
of music, that sometimes it seems like something is better because it has a certain place with us
mm-hmm.
in our minds and in our hearts.
Right.
But it does. I think that we do, as listeners, it's our job to try to separate that, especially
yes.
with artists, because I think the way that people consume music now is way too fast. And then if the artist tries to do something else or bring out a new product, we want them to feed us new music. But then at the same time, we're like, oh, I want that old
right.
this person or
right.
that. I think that it just depends on, I think we should take it for what it is at the moment. And we can still have those nostalgic moments
right.
with that. And that's the great thing. We have all this technology. We can keep music forever.
Right. That's the thing. I don't want anybody, even though I love the 70s, I don't want people to continue making 70s music because I can listen to that.
Yes.
Like, give me something new. And I think people only feel that way in the moment, because if you look back at some of the greatest singers, they always evolved with the music tastes of the time. I mean, Barbra Streisand is probably saying every possible genre. Prince, you know what I mean? It being his birthday, he, of course, did his rock and roll thing toward the 90s. He had hip-hop. Like, Prince was rapping. You know what I mean? He had that New Jack Swing going on. And he continued to expand. I mean, This Can Be Us, But You Be Playing. Like, that's new slang. So, and this is one of the greatest musical minds of our time.
Wow.
And so he wasn't even stuck in doing his rock and roll thing. He wasn't trying to make Purple Rain every time.
No. And that's, I think it is a good thing for artists to sometimes reinvent themselves in certain ways, but not to stray away from their actual personality in their music. Because like once your essence of yourself. Yeah. Exactly.
I want people to be able to say the 2010s sounded like this. But if people aren't moving forward, everything's going to sound like the 80s and the 70s.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Going back to talking about summer. We're planning on going to a couple of summer shows. Like you said, you're going to Formation.
Yes.
I want to go to Afropunk.
Yes.
So bad. Because, of course, the internet is going to be there.
The internets.
Yes. And so I should have made it hot because I don't want everybody being like, yes, I love the internet, and then going.
Right. And then we're going to have to be in the back.
Exactly.
Jesus. Because walking to Commodore Barry Park, and any of you guys who live here, it's Commodore Barry, right?
Yeah.
Walking to Commodore Bay Park, it's a hassle. It's a hassle. By the time we get there, it's going to be night.
Because Brooklyn.
Right.
Period.
That's it. Period.
We're going to see Boss.
Yes.
There's a lot of shows that's coming to New York. Drake and Future are having their Summer 16 tour.
You told me about this.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's going to be lit.
It's sold out already.
Ratchets for the summer.
Yeah. I mean, why not? You can't have Ratchet without Drake and Future, right?
It's true.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing all the shows that's coming. If you guys know of any, you know, low-key spots where some artists are going to be, or if you guys are some up-and-coming artists having some shows in New York, email us, tweet us, let us know on the social medias.
For sure. I mean, Summer Stage is always lit.
Yes.
So definitely got to hit up Summer Stage.
Yeah, I got to look at some free concerts.
Yes, Celebrate Brooklyn is always lit. I don't even know who's going to be there this year, but I saw Shaka there last year.
Oh, yes. And you saw Stevie last year.
I saw Stevie last year in Central Park. We saw Lauren.
We saw Lauryn Hill. Yes. She was late, of course. But
she was much earlier than I expected. New York always has the best free concerts. New Music Seminar does their seminar every summer. And so it's going to be lit. Like, it's going to be insane. You can find new music. I do feel bad for people who don't live in, like, urban centers that put on free music because art is so important and it is so effective, and to be able to give it away in that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It definitely heightens the morale of the people, I think, especially in a place like New York where we always pissed off.
Yeah, music is so freeing. It changes my mood every day because sometimes I just needed to survive.
Like. For real. No, so, I mean, there's going to be so many free concerts. I'm sure the local is going to be doing some free stuff.
It's lit. So, and then we got to go to some cookouts. We got to go to some barbecues.
I mean, it's not, that's a large part of my summer music.
Yes.
Like, it's not summer until I hear Summertime by Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Ooh, try to say that fast three times. It's not summertime until I hear that track, and of course I gotta hear some LL, of course I gotta hear some Boyz II Men, gotta hear some TLC, and take it back even further, hear some Frankie Beverly, hear some Earth, Wind & Fire, essential. Rest in Peace Maurice White, gotta hear some good throwback barbecue music, like gotta have some barbecue music.
Yes, I definitely want to be some a Rose lover Royce. With Prince.
Yes, you want to be a lover? Yes. I mean, every cool black uncle has a Prince record in his car right now. Every one of them. Yes. And he's probably going to be the one man in the grill. Or not. He's probably, you know, the one with the cologne and the church two-piece.
Oh my God.
But every cool black uncle has a Prince record. That they love and that they're going to play probably Diamonds and Pearls or something random.
Oh my goodness.
While they play in spades and drinking Mad Dog 2020.
Come through.
But yes, that's, I mean, you know, that's when summer is lit. In New York, I really do not know any barbecues.
I'm going to take you to some. I'm going to take you to Queens.
Take me to Queens.
Oh, speaking of Queens, because yes. Queens is just legendary.
Yes.
I've heard that they're going to name Linden Boulevard, like co-name it, A Tribe Called Quest Boulevard.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And that reminded me, I saw today, 33rd Street.
I took a picture.
Muhammad Ali?
Yep.
That warms my heart.
And that's all. The Muhammad Ali is temporary, yeah, unfortunately. But it's still Joe Louis, because yeah, Joe Louis is a champion. You know what I'm saying?
He's champion as well.
He's legend. Yeah. But yeah, these are things that are popping. Like,
absolutely amazing.
And you know, Fife always repped 192 in Linden in his song. So apparently they're going to put a mural there. I'll be the first. Like, you guys that live over there in St. Albans, let me know when the mural's finished, and I will be the first one there taking snaps, because... Same.
Hopefully it's on a day that y'all happen to cook out as well, and that way we can just, you know, two birds.
Kill two birds with one stone.
That sounds really bad, but yes.
I don't like birds, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for the cookouts. Please hit me up if y'all got something going on. I really do be hungry. I will say my roommate... Is like a chef.
Yes.
Praise God. I have a roommate now. Shout out to Kasim. I have a roommate now. And he is a chef. And I am grateful. But we ain't got no cookout space, so.
It's okay. We're going to find... Make sure that your barbecue has some lit music.
Right. Right.
Just...
That's what the barbecue is about. Like, I don't want to sit around...
Right. Don't
looking
hire...
at each other. Yeah. Because I know the food ain't going to be done. You already, you know the food not gonna be done. We gotta have some music.
Please, please, please. Yeah. Music is essential.
Have a good DJ.
Don't have your cousin DJing.
Don't have, okay, have your cousin DJing if your cousin is old enough to know all of the good music, including modern stuff. But he needs to know all the good music, because don't have nobody DJing who don't know who Belle Biv DeVoe is, because you're playing games with your life.
Period.
Period.
End of story. There's no way you don't know.
If your cousin is DJing and he does not know that LL Cool J used to be a rapper, your cousin can't have the ox. He's too young. He's too young to have the ox. He is. He's going to be like, I thought LL Cool J was an actor. He's too young.
Right.
So that's the litmus test. Ask him what's LL Cool J's best record. And if he looks at you crazy.
If he says Head Sprung, don't even. Just unplug everything and pack him up and send him home with a burger.
If that. I was going to say a hot dog. But no, I mean, give him a burger, because the baby need help. You know. But yes, we would be remiss if we did not thank the people for listening to our pilot episode.
Yes, guys.
The love is overwhelming.
We appreciate it. Like, I didn't know you liked us.
I mean, I know y'all like me. I'm joking. Zoe and I had a goal of 90 by Sunday. It was a reasonable goal.
Yeah.
On SoundCloud, and we exceeded that goal.
Yeah.
Before Sunday.
Right. I'm so grateful.
So grateful, and guys.
For the support and for all the suggestions and comments. Yes. Definitely noted everything everyone said. We'll take a lot of it into consideration.
Yes. Enough.
But we do want we do want you guys to participate and hit us up and keep the conversation going, because that's the point of this. We just talking.
That's the point of it. Otherwise, we could just talk to each other on the phone like we already do.
I mean, it's cool. Just don't, you know.
I mean, I'm just grateful for everybody listening and telling their friends and sharing with people. And it definitely makes me happy that people, when they say, like, I didn't know that was out.
This is true.
I'm like, oh, well, we've done our job.
You know what's what else is flattering to
what's
me?
That?
When everybody says they want to be on.
Thank you for bringing it up. Listen, we are going to have guests.
We are.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be amazing.
Soon, guys.
Anytime we're with Zoe and me, it's a ball.
Exactly.
It's a ball. But we have to find our footing first. with one another. I mean, we know each other, but we have to find our footing with this podcast thing. And then you guys will be on.
Yep. It will be lit.
Yeah. And we will have already done all the work. We'll have like 1,000 plays by Sunday. And so then you'll be internationally known. Yes.
But I'm known to rock the microphone.
Right.
Anyway, but thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
This concludes our second episode, of Pass Me the Aux Podcast.
Yes.
Hit us up on the social medias.
PMTA Podcast, at PMTA Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, everywhere.
And subscribe.
Subscribe.
So that you know when we release our episodes.
Right.
We're gonna try to get a set schedule. We're working on it, guys.
We shall.
All right.
Have a good one.
Laters.
Peace.